The next patient is Elizabeth Sharpstein, S-H-A-R-P-S-T-E-E-N, Elizabeth. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the stage CKD stage 3B. This patient has morbid obesity when the BMI that is above 35. She has arterial hypertension, coronary artery disease. She has an estimated EFR between 30 and 35 mLs per minute. The last determination was December 29th of 2022. The serum creatinine is 1.6, the BUN is 30, the estimated EFR is 32 mLs per minute. Serum electrolytes are with normal limits as well as the anion gap. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is 90, the protein creatinine ratio is less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient remains anemic. This anemia is being treated at the Florida Cancer Center. They give infusions of iron and procrit from time to time. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, this patient sustained a fall and has bruises in the lower extremities, especially in the knees. She tripped and fell, and she's extremely sore, and for that reason, she cannot come to the office, and this was a visit through telehealth. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the uric acid has come down to 6.8. Following number, the patient has pulmonary hypertension with diastolic heart failure, and that is well compensated at the present time. Following number, the degenerative joint disease that is treated with the Tylenol. Following number, the patient was encouraged to deal with the caloric intake because the body weight is significant. Period. Paragraph. I invested 6 minutes reviewing the laboratory, 10 minutes in the face-to-face, and in the documentation, 5 minutes. Appointment in 6 months.